This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is Zach and Laura. It is episode 4, our last of 4, dealing specifically with conflict. We want to talk today about how to repair.
Hey, Zach.
Hi.
You know what I really want to do? I want to set the stage a little bit for those who are listening. So we're in Zach's living room. Zach lives in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. And this is Laura Heck that's talking. Mm-hmm. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. But
and this is Zach Brittle, live from Seattle, Washington.
And I've come up to visit. I'm doing some family stuff up here. This is where I'm originally from. And so I stopped off and now we're going to do some podcasting.
Do a little bit of work in the middle of your vacation.
It's hard work, man. I know. Need a little break. What should we do?
I know what we should do.
You want to get a pedicure?
We definitely need to get a pedicure.
You need a pedicure. I'm staring at Zach's toes.
Oh, that's not cool.
They could use a little shine.
You know what? They could.
I noticed something about you, I think early on in our friendship, is that you had like really shiny toenails. Mm-hmm. And we talked. And was it that you had clear polish on them?
I did.
No,
I definitely had clear polish on them. Well, no, I might have just had them
I think buffed. You just buffed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was that? Have you ever had clear polish?
Yeah. I love getting a pedicure.
What is it about the pedicure that you enjoy?
I think I carry almost all of my stress in my lower legs.
Mm-hmm.
I think like that's just the way my body does it.
Yeah.
So getting a pedicure and having them like massage my calves, yes, and clean and like, it's like.
Have they ever offered, they're like, oh, would you like a massage? It's just $10 extra for the next 3 minutes.
No. They just comes with.
It comes with, but sometimes they notice just how into it you are, and then they just upsell you, and you end up being in the chair for an hour.
I just flirt with them.
Do you? Yeah, give them a little wink?
Give them a little wink, and they totally just...
Man, the power of manpower.
I know.
All right, well, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about kind of what we've been talking about. You know, when we mapped out these podcasts, sort of the first series was really about conflict and conflict management, and I think if you've not... if you've been listening, you probably found the one word that we believe in the most, or at least that I believe in the most, which is repair. And I think I really just want to like make sure that people understand how critical that is. When I think of repair, I think of skiing. I think of like either snow skiing or water skiing, and how the goal, if you're going to stay upright, is to keep your skis paired. And you have to make lots of small adjustments to keep them paired. Sometimes you have to make huge ones when you hit a mogul or a big wake or something, but most repair is really tiny and it's before a major crash or fall or turn has even occurred.
You're avoiding the crash, the burn.
Yeah. You're just staying. Exactly. You're just, I don't know if avoiding is the right word. You're just setting yourself up to be able to navigate the obstacles by making lots of small repairs all the time.
You know what I like about that? And I don't know if anybody else caught this, probably, is that you said when you have your skis, you're keeping them paired.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about repair. Mm-hmm. Oh, mind blown.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw what you did. I saw it.
So when they veer away from each other, you have to repair them.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Mm.
So, and I think that's what, and I think there's lots of cool ways that you can do that. You and I, we like to be playful. We like humor. Both of those things go a long way in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think also just paying attention to what kind of strokes your partner, like what makes them feel good.
Yeah. So we have talked about different types of repair because you have always said that when you're in conflict, that you can repair before conflict, during conflict, and then after conflict. So we've really covered how to repair during conflict.
Yeah, that was our skydiving talk.
And then we've talked about how to repair after conflict, mm-hmm. which would be the apology. So right now we want to focus on how to repair before conflict.
Yep.
Okay. So what you said that humor is a big piece of that.
Yeah, humor can be a big piece of it. I mean, we have just have a lightness in our house. We play a lot of music. We tell a lot of jokes. We play a lot of games. And it just keeps the tension lower.
Yeah.
You know, so that when things occur, we're able just to kind of let them bounce off of us a little bit. I mean, yeah. I think that's a really important bit.
So literally Zach saying this and his wife, Rebecca, is making a silly face around the corner. Like, yeah, right. Like, we don't have any fun in this household.
My wife's favorite comment about my job is that sometimes the cobbler's kids have no shoes.
Okay, you might have to explain that one to me.
Well, you know, it's like the cobbler makes shoes.
Right.
But sometimes his kids can't afford them, but it's sort of hypocritical. So in this case, the therapist's marriage may not be as idyllic.
You should see the eyes on this wife right now.
I know.
She is speaking 1,000 words with those eyes.
Yeah,
I
hate her.
So here's some of the things that
I hate you.
that I work on in my relationship and with couples. I think of the relationship as having this bank account. And the idea is that you're constantly putting in these deposits. And if you are just constantly focused on putting those deposits in, when you do hit conflict, you're going to take out a withdrawal, mm-hmm. but it's not going to overdraw your account. It's going to keep a surplus in there. And some of the ways that, you know, sometimes I've done this, my husband is not, I'm just going to throw him under the bus again, but that's okay. He doesn't always remember to compliment a lot. Mm. And so I take the burden on myself and I ask him, what's your favorite thing about me today? Mm. And I usually do that at night when it's quiet and just want to know, you know, basically, what do you love about me? And then we'll return the favor. And if what he says about me is not good enough, then I'll ask for another. And that's the kind of wife that I am.
Nice. I'm actually gonna praise my wife and talk about how amazing she is.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, especially while she remains in earshot.
Right? She's holding a knife, just, you know, just a butter knife.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
No. Here's the thing that I think is really cool. This is one of my favorite stories to tell clients, actually, is about a year and a half ago on Valentine's Day, Rebecca and I went out to dinner and, I had not seen her all weekend. Valentine's Day was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And she came into the restaurant. She said something like, hey, you look hot, or you look amazing, or I love your outfit, or something. She complimented my appearance. And then about 20 minutes later during dinner, she said, oh, by the way, hey, thanks for cleaning off the roof. I haven't seen you since you did it on Friday. It means a lot. House looks great. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
What I found out in that moment, and I told her at the dinner table, I said, when you complimented my appearance, that felt really good. It felt like you gave me $5.
Yeah.
When you thanked me, that felt amazing. That felt like you gave me like $20.
Wow.
And so what Rebecca has done is really prioritize thanking me. Like she thanks me way more than she compliments me. And, mm-hmm. and it's not her nature, it's not her thing. It's not her like natural inclination to be grateful.
But she knows that it strokes
that it works.
You.
It does works something. For like, you. And you talk about emotional bank account.
Right.
Like I think for sure compliment people.
Yeah.
But if a thank you is worth $20 and a compliment mm-hmm. is worth $5, thank the person.
Right.
You know? I think it's really important for couples to learn kind of where they hold value.
Yeah.
And to do it, you know, you seems like you hold value in compliments. You're looking really nice today, by the way.
Is it the yoga pants yeah. or the day old sweatshirt that I slept in? Right. Okay. Just wondering.
Right on.
Yeah.
So I just think that like it's incumbent upon people, partners
yes.
to learn where their partner holds value. Sometimes people call it love language, right?
Yeah. Like mm-hmm, that's popular.
And to learn, and the popular one is there's five, but there's probably 5,000 love languages, and you have to figure out how to speak the language that your partner values.
Yeah, yeah. Where they, I like that you sort of put a dollar value on what your wife was giving you, dishing out $5 for this, $20 for this. I have learned, you know, for my husband that giving him the opportunity to go and play by himself gets me a lot of points. I score a ton of points if on a Sunday he can disappear for 6 hours and golf, which I don't know men why, and women, but it seems it's my husband golfing with other men, why it would take you 6 hours to golf, but whatever. I'll just continue to believe the story. So I'm going to be known as like forever, like the spiteful wife.
Yeah.
I love my husband to pieces. He just has a golf addiction. I'm with you. I really like the idea of building up that emotional bank account early on.
Terry Real is one of my favorite therapists, and he talks about, he says the secret to marriage is basically finding the answer to this question, which is, how do I give you what you need so that I get what I want?
That's how I think.
Right? How do I give you what you need?
Right.
So that I get what I want. And what I want is to feel closer to you. What I want is to feel paired with you.
Yeah.
And so maybe I need to give you gratitude. Maybe I need to give you a golf date. Maybe I need to give you, you know, who knows, flowers or something, you know, I think it can be different for everybody. And I don't think there's a right way, but I think there, it should be some kind of effort toward finding out the way that matters to your partner and doing that thing.
So here's one thing that I have couples do, which is this idea of not allowing disconnection to occur for too long. So if the idea is that we're going to combat conflict by building connection in and good feelings towards one another, building up that emotional bank account before conflict occurs, then I have couples do a daily check-in where it's basically on a scale of 1 to 10, how close and connected do you feel to me today? And if you're anywhere under a 6, then man, we've got some work to do. So they do a check-in. One partner says, I'm feeling like a 2. The other one says, I'm about a 4. The follow-up question is, what can I do to help you feel more connected to me? So then now you have the opportunity to say, well, I happen to know that my love language is personal time. So I would love to just go for a walk with you. And then the other partner might say, you know, I really just need a hug. I'm physical touch. I need a hug, maybe a foot massage. We go get a pedicure together, whatever it might be.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So that's a way to sort of stay on the up and up, right? Keep that emotional bank account filled. Well, so what do you think? What's our takeaway from today?
I think it's definitely the best way to manage conflict is before it ever occurs. And it's to just stay connected and to keep the... keep pursuing the answer to this question. How do I give you what you need so that I get what I want?
How?
Which is to feel closer, right?
Say it one more time.
How do I give you what you need so that I get what I want? Man. Again, which is to feel closer, to feel more connected, feel paired with you.
Needs to for, oh, paired, I see. Mm-hmm. You're bringing it all the way around. That needs to be the title of your next book how do I give
no,
you
but
what
I have
need?
3 books in my pocket right now or in my brain, and they all have cool titles, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Yes, you will.
Later.
All right. Well, until the next time, I hope you wear a better shirt and we'll see you then.
Hey, don't make fun of my clothes.
I'm just kidding. Let's go get a pedicure.
Hey, friends. Thanks for listening. So if you found this episode helpful, we would love to hear from you. So please review us on iTunes. And if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, we do have a bucket load of new episodes in store. We just want to make sure that you don't miss one. And if you like this podcast with Zach and me, you're going to love our video series for couples. It's silly, it's fun, it's informative. Just check us out by visiting forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us to get our 4-part video series for free. And just wanted to thank you all for your time, your attention, and mostly your energy that you're putting toward investing in your relationship for better.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame.
The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.